Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Alex Bregman is going to be a very rich man. He already is a very rich man. He's already signed one contract extension in his life for nine figures. He's about to do it again sometime in the next several weeks. Jim Bowden, former MLB GM, now writer for The Athletic. And I like when he does these, you know, he kind of summarizes the free agency pool or, you know, anything transactional. He's a pretty good read. He's got the top 45 free agents in here, Seth, for the upcoming offseason and what he expects them to get, you know, with his knowledge of the marketplace and so forth.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, he expects Juan Soto to become the second player to get north of $600 million. Shohei was obviously the first. 15 years, 622 for Juan Soto. Whoever gives it to him. He doesn't predict who the teams that give these contracts are going to be. He's just saying this is what the value should be for this guy on the marketplace. 15, mm-hmm. So 40, over 40 million a year for Juan Soto, which makes, man, Shohei getting 70 million a year. Like, it's so, like, Shohei is like Mahomes on steroids. Like, remember when Mahomes got that deal? And then every other QB deal for a while was like the best one other than Mahomes.
Right.
That's where we are. Yeah. We're going to be in that in baseball forever, probably. I mean, well, that's how big the gap is right now.
You know who was like that was Deshaun Watson, too. Which, and I know a lot of people
say Deshaun
Watson,
he was.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Basically the same performance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so if you take the Deshaun Watson contract out of it in terms of justifiable paying guys that much, Juan Soto up there. Shohei Ohtani obviously up there. Alex Bregman, it's not quite as clear. He's not in that Shohei Ohtani character.
He's obviously not. Yeah. So he is considered by Bowden to be the seventh best free agent on the market this offseason. Mm-hmm. So he's, you know, not seventh among infielders. He's like seventh among, with the only names ahead of him being names like Pete Alonso, Max Fried, Garrett Cole. If he were to opt out of his Yankees deal, he's got a player opt out. And then obviously guys like Juan Soto and Corbin Burns, guys like that. The prediction for Alex Bregman, well, here's what he says about Bregman. Bregman would love to finish his career as an Astro, but will the organization do enough to keep him? Houston has a history in free agency of saying goodbye to players such as Carlos Correa and George Springer, who both departed when the Astros weren't willing to commit to the long-term contracts they could land elsewhere. Bregman is a proven leader with elite skills in not chasing out of the strike zone. He has all the intangibles that winning organizations want. I agree with everything so far. His market range is well-defined, somewhere between what Matt Chapman got last month, which was 6 years, $151 million, and Nolan Arenado's contract with the Rockies/Cardinals, which was 8 years, $260 million. Astros GM Dana Brown has said the team will make Bregman an offer, but will it be close to how the rest of the industry views him? Okay.
Yeah.
I've got the prediction right here. Do you want the prediction here, Seth? And then
give it to me, Sean.
Okay, here it is. Seven, and would you do this? And do you think Jim Crane would do this?
Okay.
7 years.
No.
I know, right? I feel like, like it's almost like no. $185 million. So it's about the same per year as Chapman got.
Just one year longer.
Yeah.
I think the best we could hope for Jim Crane to stretch on this is 6 years, where they just, I mean, which is still a long extension for Jim Crane. I'd be really surprised if they go 7 years, unless it's front-loaded the way that Altuve's is to where it won't be hurting them as they go down the line.
Yeah.
You know, Roy Oswalt went the Jose Altuve route a couple days ago. He tweeted out, bring Bregman back.
He's super active on social media, Roy. He followed me on Twitter.
He followed me too. Yeah. And I was like, okay, is this a mass thing? I think it's an en masse thing because I think on Instagram he's saying he'll follow you back if you follow him.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, he's going there. He's diving deep into the, I think he's getting involved in the media mix here. Good.
I would do this for Bregman. I would do 7 years, 185 for Bregman.
You would. Would Jim Crane do it?
I don't think so.
I don't think he would either.
I don't think it's a 0% chance, but if I had to pick a side, I would pick no. Like, he just, until I see him do it, then I'm gonna predict no.
I also think that there's a team out there just as there were multiple teams out there for Carlos Correa, mm-hmm. there's teams out there that, more than anything, I think they respect the performance in the postseason.
Yes.
And I think they look at Bregman as a guy that is looked at as a guy that helps the other guys around them, that does things the right way. He's just a super fanatical baseball nerd, even though he's already been paid. And he's consistently good in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's going to be a team out there that says, yeah, we need to get over the hump. This is one of the things. This is one of those, just like the Astros did back in 2017, whether you need veteran guys to come in and help the other guys see how to operate. There's going to be somebody out there that's willing to give them 7 years.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's the best team fits that Bowden has for Bregman.
Yeah.
He has the Astros, obviously. He has the Yankees, the Nationals, the Mariners, and the Tigers. And it's interesting to me, the two that interest me the most would be the Yankees and the Tigers in this. One, because the Yankees mm-hmm. always have the money to do whatever they want. That might be a reason to root for the Dodgers, honestly. Like, if the Yankees lose the World Series, do they feel compelled, hey, we're going to pay Soto, and we're going to go get Bregman, and we're going all in again trying to win this thing. The Tigers are the intriguing one to me because of where they are as a team. I've always thought Bregman, similar to what the Twins were kind of thinking with Correa, which is, hey, we got this young group that's ready to win, and this guy's been a winner at a high level. I could see the Tigers thinking the same thing about Bregman. I think Bregman's a safer bet than Correa was, especially medically. And A.J. Hinch is there. He's got a history with the manager there. And the Tigers have more money to spend than people think they do. They're just in a rebuild phase right now. But they spent money before, the Tigers
have.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it's not like they're
not a poverty
of
team.
Spending the money.
Right.
I guess then it becomes an interpersonal thing almost, where it was a nice redemption story for A.J. Hinch this offseason.
Yep.
I wonder if A.J. Hinch himself, like how he would feel about, like rekindling any more conversation about that. I feel like most Astros players and or managers, when it comes to all of that, any of the controversy, I think they're just in a mode, probably how the Patriots had to operate for years, where they're like, okay, people are going to say what they say. I'm not going to let it affect my personal decisions.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what's right and just move forward. So, but I think it's a consideration. And then does the Tigers organization want to bring that extra, talking point into the organization too?
It's a good point I hadn't thought of. My guess is I would guess that winning outweighs that, but I think it's an interesting wrinkle to the whole thing.
Well, they already hired A.J. Hinch,
yeah,
so it's
right.
Not like they were afraid of the of the scrutiny or anything.
Yeah, good point. There's probably people screaming at their radios right now.
Yeah, I think I'm probably overthinking it.
You're
looking at all the angles.
I think.
Well,
you know?
The other part of it is that other than Brian Cashman, everybody else in baseball seems to have moved on from it and doesn't really think it's a big deal at all.
Yep.
Like the most resoundingly, you hear this from other players, like, no, nobody thinks about that.
Right.
So I think that in the circles that these guys are in and around league meetings and everything, I don't think it's as much of a factor as maybe we wonder about.
The other big free agent that the Astros are losing in this article, and I'm real disappointed. He does the top 45 free agents, and I'm not saying Verlander is one of them, but I was hoping he would be because I really do want to see what a GM thinks Verlander should get this offseason because I have no clue what Verlander...
Yeah.
I could see some team that's got money just, like saying, hey, man, he dealt with a few things last year, but even if we get only 20 or 25 starts out of him, hey, he might be worth 10 or 12 or 20 million, whatever. I don't know what the number is. Yusei Kikuchi. The Astros, Orioles, Tigers, and Twins are considered fits for Yusei Kikuchi. 3 years, I would do this. 3 years, $42 million for Yusei Kikuchi.
Ooh, yeah.
I would do that.
You say Kikuchi, I say give it to me.
Kikuchi. 14.
That tickles me.
$14 million a year.
I believe in 100% that the Astros car wash that they do on pitchers is going to stick with Kikuchi. And
he liked it here too.
I'd be all about that. Yeah,
yeah, he liked it here.
Plus, my hope and dream is that he becomes like the Yuli Gurriel for Japanese prospects.
I love that.
It becomes all of a sudden Houston, who hasn't had a boatload of Japanese pitchers, just all of a sudden becomes the place that Japanese pitchers. Wait, hey, look. We know about the culture of Japanese baseball and just like how seriously they take it and just how focused they are. The way that kids come up over there, they just have. a real appreciation for doing things the right way.
Yeah.
I feel like there's, you could sell that, you know, as like, hey, if you want to truly be the very best you can and all of the rest of it, yes. Look at what we did for Kikuchi.
Now, yes. He is competing with Shohei Ohtani for the hearts of Japanese people. That is a problem.
That's a bit of a... Well, no, but we're talking about...
just pitchers?
No. No, but this is the thing. Ohtani is going to Ohtani no matter where he is.
Yeah, that's true.
Kikuchi.
Yeah.
Kikuchi, it was a perfect blend
that's true.
Of talent and environment. If anything, Ohtani is the argument against going to the Dodgers.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's more...
They didn't do a damn thing to help him. He's just Ohtani.
Yeah, that's right. There's way more kids in that bucket that Kikuchi was probably in, you know, trying to elevate your skill than this.
Right. You know, just, are you a 6'4" freak of nature?
Right.
No? Why don't you go do what Kikuchi did instead of trying to emulate Shohei Ohtani?
Glad we had this conversation. See, that's why we talk these things out.
Well, I got to tell the Japanese youth, I'm always very concerned that they're being, you know, molded by the wrong influences.
You talk about it
all
the
time. Ear.
Yeah, no.
So that's why I'm taking Japanese classes sporadically online.
On Duolingo, yes, of course. All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Odds that matter to you, the Houston sports fan. Your title chances for your teams and chances for award. Do we agree with Vegas right now on these things, including... Boy, the Astros, Vegas, still kind of in on the. They don't think the window's closed. We'll tell you just how much that window is firmly shut, according to, or window is open, I should say, according to Vegas. We'll get to that coming up next.